From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Protesters have been out in the streets in Iraq this week. Demonstrations there have been small compared to the unrest sweeping the Arab world, but they've still shaken the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. At first, he reacted like a traditional strongman with violence, but Maliki has since softened his approach, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad.
One of the first demonstrations was labeled the Day of Rage, and it brought several thousand protesters into the streets chanting, "Unjust, unjust." Hannah Edouard, a small elderly lady with gray hair, was one of the organizers of the protest.
People are thirsty to get their liberties, to get their dignity, and to have a dignified and peaceful life.
The protesters, most of them on the younger side, were angry about corruption in the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the lack of government services. 8 years of war have left Iraq's cities, especially Baghdad, ravaged, crumbling, and filthy. Maliki has led the government for 5 years now, and he has little to show for it. When protesters like Hannah Edouard are asked why they've come into the street, they cite a long list of complaints.
The suffering of all Iraqis, the deteriorating of their living conditions, the attacks on the freedoms and public liberties, also when we have seen this failure of the public services and so on.
Initially, Maliki reacted harshly. During the demonstrations on February 25th, riot police attacked the crowds. People were killed. Although it's hard to get an accurate count, it seems that more than 20 died. Then the government started picking up people. They concentrated on political activists and journalists. Offices were ransacked. Individuals were beaten in jail. And yet the demonstrations continued. They called it a day of regret last week. Smaller crowds gathered this week to continue the protests. This kind of political action is new to Iraq, and it has sent a shockwave through Maliki's government, says Hussein al-Jaff, a columnist at the daily newspaper Brotherhood.
There are very strong threats now which put their pressure on the government. All the members are now frightened by this sudden movement of the young people.
At the same time, Maliki is faced with a challenge from within the Iraqi political class. The last parliamentary elections were held a year ago. Maliki's party pulled second, just 2 seats behind another former prime minister, Iyad Alawi. It took 10 months for a government to be formed, and Maliki offered to create a new National Committee for Strategic Policies and put Alawi in the chairman's seat. But last week, Alawi rejected that offer, saying publicly on Al Jazeera English that there is no real power sharing with Maliki.
We don't have really a democratic process. It's a big lie if we say that we do. We don't.
Alawi's bloc represents mostly the Sunni minority in Iraq. Maliki's is a coalition of Shia parties. Alawi's bloc remains in the parliament, and many of its members are committed to making the government work. But Alawi himself rejected his post because he said the prime minister had failed the people of Iraq.
That's why, because of this failure, and because of the failure of the government, and because of the failure of Mr. Maliki, we see the people have gone to the streets.
Now Maliki appears to have changed his tone. He has given his government 100 days to clean up its act and show the public it can provide basic services. Yesterday, Maliki appeared before the parliament and conceded that protests do not threaten democracy. Only dictatorships fear protesters, he said. But he added, some of the protesters attack the police.
We reject the attacks that took place against protesters and especially against journalists. But we also reject the acts of some infiltrators who attacked the security forces. If we apologize for the attacks against the protesters and journalists, who will apologize for the attacks against the security forces?
Maliki noted that the whole Arab world is asking for freedom. In Iraq, he said, that demand has been achieved. Now it has to be defended. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.